Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 950, for Saturday, July 20th, 2024. This is the BGG Page Views edition. After spending the last several weeks in the 30s, in fact, the last couple of weeks around number 40, jumping up to number 20 this week is Hegemony by Varnavas Timotiou and Vangelis Bahirtakis, published by Hegemonic Project Games, with 13,461 views, a gain of 4,429, or 49%, from what it had last week, down at number 41, and about 900 fewer than last week's number 20. Last week's number 20 moves up a spot to number 19, Dune Imperium, by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf, with 14,247, about 800 more than Hegemony, and a slight decline of about 100, or 0.7%. Down 2 to 18, Heat, by Asger Harding Granerud and Daniel Skjold Pettersen, published by Days of Wonder, with 14,688, about 450 more than Dune, and a decline of 4%. Last week's number 7, a debut there, drops 10 to 17. Arcs, The Blighted Reach, by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games, with 15,013. About 300 more than Heat, and a decline of 25%. Moving back up a spot, to number 16, Slay the Spire, the board game, by Gary Dworetsky, Anthony Giovanetti, and Casey Yano, published by Contention Games, with 15,248, about 250 more than Arcs, the Arcs expansion, and a gain of 1%. Down 3 to 15, Root, by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games, with 15,701, 450 more than Slay the Spire, and a decline of 8%. The gap from number 15 to number 20 is 2,300. All right, the gap from number 15 to number 19 is about 1,500. The gap from 15 to 14 is about 1,800. Climbing 4 spots to the highest position it has seen since the end of January, Terraforming Mars, by Jacob Frixelius, published by Stronghold Games, with 17,534, a gain of 18% from where it was last week at number 18. Back down 2 to 13, Harmonies, by Johann Benvenuto, published by Libelud, with 17,738, 204 more than Terraforming Mars, and a very slight gain of 44 views, or 0.2%, but not enough to enable it to hold position. Re-entering at number 12, 20 Strong, by Josh Carlson, published by Chip Theory Games, with 17,832, 94 more than Harmonies, just 298 more than Terraforming Mars. After popping back into the top 10 for a week, back down 2 to 11, where it was 2 weeks ago, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games, with 18,630. About 800 more than 20 Strong, and an even slighter gain than Harmonies had, just 21 views more than last week, 0.1%. We have 6 new entries in the top 10. Falling out are from 9 to 11, Brass, from 7 to 17, Arcs the Blighted Reach, from 5 to 23, Deep Regrets, from 3 to 27, Brink, from 10 to 37, Terrorscape, and after 2 weeks in the top 10, going from 2 to 4, and now out of the top 100, that adult game, the name of which I'm not going to mention. Number 10, Windmill Valley, by Danny Garcia, published by Board and Dice, with 18,860, just 230 more than Brass, a gain of 83% from where it was last week at number 30, a 20-position climb to debut at number 10. It's also about 1,000 more than last week's number 10. Its previous best charting appearance was at number 11 back in May. The setting of Windmill Valley is Dutch tulip farmers in the late 19th century. It has an action selection mechanism that uses rotating wheels on a windmill board. Number 9, Spirit Island by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games, with 19,723, about 850 more than Windmill Valley, and a big gain of 24%, as it climbs 5 positions from last week to re-enter the top 10 for the first time in 3 months. There was, I think the main thrust of it was there was a sale on Amazon last week that Spirit Island benefited from. Number 8, Dune Imperium, Uprising, by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf, with 20,753, 1,030 more than Spirit Island, and a gain of 8%, but it only holds position at number 8. Number 7, Defenders of the Wild, by T.L. Simons and Henry Audubon, published by Outlandish Games, with 21,700, nearly 1,000 more than Uprising, but a big decline from its number 2 showing last week, falls 5 positions, and loses 47% of its view total from last week. Number 6, Salt Fjord, by Christian A. Ostby and Eilif Svensson, published by Aporta Games, with 22,123, just about 400 more than Defenders of the Wild. This debut is set at the turn of the 20th century in a fishing village in Norway and is, quote, loosely based on the dice drafting mechanisms from Santa Maria, unquote, a game released in 2017 and currently ranked in the top 500 on BoardGameGeek. Number 5, Ark Nova, by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games, with 22,369, about 250 more than Salt Fjord, and a gain of 4%, as it climbs back up one spot to where it was 2 weeks ago. Number 4, Weirdwood Manor, by Mike Cassie, published by Grey Ridge Games, with 22,690, about 300 more than Ark Nova, and well more than double what it had last week when it was number 36, so a 32-position jump. Weirdwood Manor is a cooperative game set in a, quote, mysterious and magical, unquote, manor with, quote, a unique temporal mechanic, or temporal mechanic, unquote. The board actually has rings on the board that move, that generate the movement in this time changing that goes on in the game. Number 3, Loot, L-O-O-O-T, by Charles Chevalier and Laurent Escoffier, published by Gigamic, with 27,106, 4,400 more than Weirdwood Manor. That's roughly the gap from, there's about 5,000, 4,800 from Weirdwood Manor at number 4, down to Windmill Valley, let's say, at number 10. The setting of Loot is Vikings, quote, developing their fjord, unquote, includes tile placement and worker placement. This is a debut. Number 2, Civolution, by Stefan Felt, published by Deep Print Games, with 46,073. About 19,000 more than Loot, as it returns for the third time to the top 10, the first time, though, in about 10 months. According to the publisher, Civolution is, quote, a medium-heavy to heavy Euro-style game that utilizes a dice selection mechanism to trigger actions on a tech tree-like structure, unquote. There are some pictures of the game being played, and it takes up a truly astonishing amount of board space. Stefan Felt has said that this is his heaviest game. Number 1, Arcs, by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games, with 101,798. 55,000 more than Civolution, so more than double what its runner-up competition had, although a fairly sizable decline of 23% or 30,000 off of its lofty total from last week. ARX hits number one for the sixth consecutive time and the eighth time overall, making it just the 13th game to spend 8 or more weeks at number one. Now, last week I said that it had a chance to repeat with over 100,000 views, and it has done so. And I claimed off the top of my head that no other game other than Gloomhaven had ever done that. And that is true. So ARX becomes just the second game to have 100,000 or more views in a week. Now, Gloomhaven did it a lot, something like 20 to 25 times. A crazy amount. This amount of little less than 102,000 makes it the 31st time that a game has had 100,000 views or more, and ARX is good enough for number 29 on the most views list. What's remarkable about this current run, which I expect it to slowly ebb downward, although it's hard to imagine anything catching it in the next couple of weeks, is that it hasn't actually seen wide release yet. So presumably, when it does in a couple of months, we could see some pretty staggering view totals, or perhaps a real juggernaut here in the top 10. We'll see. For Saturday, July 20th, 2024.